A Jewish Journal article. Campus Watch, March 23, 2023. Michigan High School apologizes for Palestinian activists' anti-Semitic remarks. Bloomfield Hill High School principal Lauren Slaughter and the district superintendent Pat Watson sent separate letters apologizing for a Palestinian activist's anti-Semitic comments during a school assembly. Slaughter's letter, per Fox News, stated that the school had a diversity assembly that featured a speaker that deviated from the prompts and discussed the conflict in Gaza from their own personal political perspective and experience. It was not immediately clear what exactly Arif said at the assembly, but her past statements include co-writing an op-ed arguing that Palestinian resistance needs to be both non-violent and violent, and has referred to Israel as an apartheid state. Slaughter apologized for the harm that was caused to our community as a result of this speaker's message. Watson's March 16 letter acknowledged that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict was too complex for a diversity assembly and that Arif's comments were anti-Semitic, according to the Oakland Press. He issued a series of corrective measures, including tighter adult supervision over assemblies and better staff training on anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Arif told Fox News she was simply addressing the harms caused by racism and discrimination. Former Cabrini University professor to sue school for firing him over Israel tweets. A former assistant business professor at Cabrini University, a private Catholic school in Pennsylvania, plans to sue the school for firing him over tweets he had written about Israel. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported that Kareem Tanis was fired in August after the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia sent a letter to the university highlighting some of his tweets, including, hashtag Zionism is the disease, hashtag free Palestine is the cure, dismantle hashtag apartheid Israel by any means necessary, and today in Zionazi Ukraine, one-upping Zionazi Israel. By making false Holocaust analogies, Professor Tanis trivializes the memory of the Holocaust and grossly distorts the reality of what happened in Nazi Germany and of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the Federation wrote. Tanis stands by his tweets, telling the Inquirer, if you look at what they did to Jews in Nazi Germany, it's the same thing they are doing to Palestinians now in the Zionist state of Israel, he said. Tanis said he plans to file the lawsuit later in the month. CUNY College offers credit for attending screening of anti-Israel film. Borough of Manhattan Community College, BMCC, a college under the City University of New York, CUNY, umbrella, is offering students a credit to add to their degrees if they attend a screening of an anti-Israel film. The Daily Caller reported that the college's Social Justice and Equity Center, SJEC, is hosting a screening of Farha, a Jordanian film on Netflix depicting Israeli soldiers murdering innocent Palestinians during Israel's war for independence, which Palestinians call the Nakba catastrophe. Two ministers in the previous Israeli coalition government denounced the film in November as spreading libels against Israel. The SJEC is hosting a screening of the film on March 31 as part of its Palestinian Solidarity series throughout March. I'm tired of Jewish and Israeli students at CUNY being bombarded with anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist propaganda, assistant professor of mathematics Jenna Hirsch said. I have never seen anything like this at BMCC, and it breaks my heart that our students have to see this. Oregon bill requiring teaching Jewish history unanimously passes statehouse. An Oregon bill requiring Jewish history to be taught in public schools unanimously passed the statehouse on March 13. Under current state law, public schools are mandated to teach the histories and contributions of marginalized or underserved people, according to the Oregon Capital Chronicle. The bill would amend the 2019 state law to include Jews under that category. If we know more about each other, we will be more accepting and appreciative of each other, Democratic State Representative David Gomberg, who co-sponsored the bill, said during a February committee hearing on the bill. He advocated for the bill to combat rising anti-Semitism, per Jewish News Syndicate. Holocaust novel removed from Florida school. The Holocaust novel, The Storyteller, written by Jody Picoult, has been removed from a high school in St. Martin County in Florida. The Storyteller tells the story of the granddaughter of a Holocaust survivor connecting with a former Nazi officer. According to Jewish Telegraphic Agency, JTA, and the Washington Post, the book was removed due to a complaint from a parent who heads a local conservative group. The parent did not explain why she wanted the book removed, but has previously said that she seeks to remove books containing sexually explicit content from schools. The Storyteller has several sexually graphic scenes, including depictions of sexual assault by Nazi guards, per JTA. Nearly 20 other books of Picoult's were removed as well, according to the Post. Picoult said the removal, the storyteller, was shocking, and has never been banned before, in an email to the Post.